I just got a, well, in the last few months, a $300 check from the U.S. government as a part of their tax rebate program. The idea here was that a certain group of people who earned a certain amount of money would be given, sent a check for $300 by the U.S. government, and that check would be used to stimulate the economy. It was the dumbest idea I've ever fucking seen. I can't really explain in the kind of language the government would use to explain why it's a dumb fuck idea. And it's not from me not trying. I tried to understand this stuff when I was young. I took an economics class, but it was taught at 8 o'clock in the morning. And there's not a goddamn thing that you're gonna learn out of one bloodshot eye. I grabbed the teacher, I said, "Listen, you prick, why are you teaching you now? You wanna keep this shit a secret?" See, the Democrats and the Republicans knew that we had this whole stack of money called a surplus. Tons of it. There was so much, we were just going to go crazy. And the thing was, is they decided to send it to us because all the bridges and roads were in perfect shape. Schools were really, and son of a bitch, airport security couldn't be tighter. So they sent these $300 checks to a certain group of people, and other people who could have really used the money got a poke in the eye. I knew this wasn't gonna work because nobody got a $300 check and looked at it and went, "Son of a bitch, free at last." God damn it, $25 for the house payment, $4 for the car payment, 8 cents for gas. I'm home free. All $300 did was remind people how fucked they are. $300 would have stimulated the economy if it was 1956. And you could buy something. We'd have been better off if they sent us Blockbuster video coupons. I think the only way it would have stimulated the economy is if everybody got the $300 check and spent it at the exact same moment. So we'd all have to line up and get ready and go, "Now!" May not have stimulated the economy, but it would have been fun. A lot of people didn't get a check for $300. Some people got checks for like $18.32, which is a great check to get if you want to have something to hold your dick with. Here's the kicker. $34 million is the cost of the letter that was sent by the U.S. government to inform the people that their check was in the mail. I wish the government had just come in my mouth. Some of you are taking that a little too literally, but I don't want to see Dashiell or any of those guys' penises, no. Just making a point. The president, in a number of his speeches, has talked about how American common sense will see us through what's occurring now. I was really excited to hear about it because I've never fucking seen it. And I think that's the problem. The one thing that I've kind of, one of the things I've gotten out of September 11th is we have no common sense. We haven't a clue, especially with the news that has followed. We haven't a lick of it. We don't as a country. If we had common sense, that kind of shit doesn't happen. And it's not the fault of government, okay? The Republicans and the Democrats can talk about government all they want. Whoa, it's government. It's the government. And they talk about it as if it's like a building that's walking around and doing shit. Government is human beings. That's what the fuck it is. And the reason government sucks is because none of the human beings have any fucking common sense. That's why. And none of us do. And it'd be nice if we could get somebody to teach us it, but who the fuck are we gonna get? We have common sense occasionally. Occasionally you see it go, "Look, there it is," and then it's gone. If we have common sense, you put the letter in with the check, asshole.